remember the scripture you read? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Now, when you look into the Word of God, don't just forget what you see. When you read the Bible reads you, and make a habit of writing down what things you need to correct, and then correct those things as you read the Word of God, and the Word of God will burst a flame in your heart and in your life.
Welcome to Love Worth Finding, featuring dynamic teaching and lessons from beloved pastor and Bible teacher, Adrian Rogers. The Bible is such a rich tapestry of God's grace and mercy, and there are many emblems and symbols used for the Word of God. The book of James identifies God's Word as a mirror. There are some who casually scan the Bible, but God doesn't reveal much truth to the people who just glance at His Word. On the contrary, we need to absorb the Word of God, look into it as a mirror that reveals who we truly are. If you have your Bible, turn now to James chapter 1. We'll begin in verse 22, as Adrian Rogers explains more about God's Word as a mirror.
James chapter 1 and verse 22, here's a command. Be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But if any man be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That is, he's like a man looking at his physical features in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's just a synonym for the Word of God, the perfect law of liberty. And isn't that a beautiful phrase, the law of liberty? And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, the Bible is so marvelous and so rich and has so much variegated splendor in all that it says and does and is, that there are many emblems and many symbols for the Word of God. Jeremiah said the Word of God is like a hammer. David said the Word of God is like a lamp. Moses said the Word of God is like bread. The writer of the book of Hebrews said the Word of God is like a sharp sword. Jesus said the Word of God is like a seed. James says that the Word of God is like a mirror. Now, I want us to think of two passages tonight that speak of the Word of God as a mirror, and then I want us to see what kind of application we can get from that. First of all, in the Word of God, because it's a mirror, I see myself reflected. You see, not only do I read this book reads me. This book has a picture of me, and if I want to see me, I just simply look into the Word of God. I heard of one man who said, I don't know why it is, I can't get a better picture of myself. He'd been to many photographers. Somebody said, well, if you want to know why, just go look in the mirror. Now, the mirror doesn't lie. The mirror is very brutal. The photographers sometimes lie because they know how to use the lighting effects and the shadows and all of that, and they have a motto, when there's beauty, we take it, where there's none, we make it. But the mirror doesn't do that. Mirrors are very brutal. I heard of a man, an old fellow who'd lived so far back out in the woods, he'd never ever even seen a mirror. And he finally found one. He was a grown man, and he looked in and he said, well, glory be, there's a picture of my old pappy. And he was so proud of it, he took it up and put it in the attic. His wife saw him up there in the attic, and she, being quite nosy, went up there afterward, and she found it and looked at it, and she said, So that's the old hag he's been running around with. Now, mirrors don't lie. James has in his mind two imaginary people, two people who have a mirror, and they hold it up and they look at it. One man takes what I'm going to call a casual glance. The other man takes a concentrated gaze. Now look at the man who takes a casual glance here, if you will. Look in verse 23. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now, this word beholding has the idea of a person who is just simply glancing into the Word of God. He gets up in the morning, he's in a hurry, he just runs past the mirror, and then he's gone. And he's really forgotten what he saw. Now, we do that a lot. Have you ever looked at your watch casually and then immediately forgot what time it was? I think we all do that. We just kind of glance at the Word of God. I believe that a lot of what people call morning devotions is that kind of a glance. We open the book, we glance in it, we say, I've done my duty. A dose a day keeps the devil away. And then we're on our way, but we have not really looked into the Word of God. We take only a snatch look in the book. Now, we don't pause. One of the reasons we don't pause many times is we don't really want to see. We're like a gnat, just kind of bouncing around from place to place. Rather than being like a bee that pauses at a flower and just extracts that honey and draws out that nectar. Now, God doesn't reveal much truth to the people who do that, who just glance. They just bounce in and out of the Word of God. Many times, if you ask a so-called reader of the Bible what book of the Bible he read out of, he couldn't tell you to save his life. He just sort of does a lucky dip. If you were to ask him what it says 10 minutes after he read it, he couldn't tell you. If you were to ask him what it meant to him, if he were honest, he would say very little, if anything. That's just sort of the casual glance. But then there's another man that looks into the Word of God, and this is the person with a careful gaze. Now look again, and he uses a different description here. He speaks of a person here in verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, here, this word looketh into the perfect law of liberty. The word look is a very interesting word. It means literally to peer into something, to look, to scrutinize, to look intently. Now, if you were the first one at the empty tomb on Easter morning, had you been there and the stone been rolled away, and you had a chance to look inside, would you look casually? No. I mean, your eyes would be big as saucers if you had a chance to look into that tomb, and you would watch for every detail. That's exactly what happened. The Bible describes him in John 20, verse 5, and he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, and yet he went not in. Now, the Bible has the idea, watch this, he's stooping down, he looks into that tomb. He is peering into the darkness. He is concentrating on whatever is there or is not there. Now, that's the word that is used here, which means in the person who has that careful gaze. Again, it's mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 1, I think about verse 12, where it speaks of the prophecies and things that the angels couldn't understand. And then it says there were things that the angels desired to look into. I mean, the angels really wanted to know about our salvation that was prophesied in the Old Testament. And so they pondered, they looked into the Word of God. I want to submit to you that we need to do more than just take little spiritual sandwiches out of the Word of God. We need to sit down and absorb the Word of God and look into the Word of God, because it is the Word of God that is a mirror that reveals us. Now, I'm sure that all of us looked into a literal mirror today. But if you looked into a mirror and you saw something on your face, a smudge or dirt or smeared mascara or lipstick or disheveled hair, what would you do? Well, hopefully, if you looked into the mirror, you wanted to see whether you were right or wrong, and if you were wrong, you wanted to put what was wrong right. Now, when you look into the Word of God, don't just forget what you see. When you read the Bible reads you, and make a habit of writing down what things you need to correct, and then correct those things as you read the Word of God, and the Word of God will burst a flame in your heart and in your life. For example, you look in a mirror, you see a dirty face, you say, well, I need to cleanse that face. Psalm 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto to thy word. When the word condemns you, when the word reveals that filth, whatever it is, take heed to it. Don't just read it and forget it. If you do, you're deceiving yourselves. And a self-deceived person is really deceived. Now, let's go back to Psalm 119, verse 9. Just don't turn to it, but listen to it. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The word way there means actually a rut. You know, sin has a way of putting a muddy rut in our lives. Sin has a way of putting a groove in your character. And many of us have lives that are like 9 miles of bad road. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Jesus said in John 15, verse 3, you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And the word clean is the word we get our word catharsis from. The Word of God doesn't just cleanse us outwardly. It gives us a catharsis as it flows through us, as the cleansing tides of Calvary and the breezes of the Holy Spirit blow through our lives. So, when I look into the perfect law of liberty, first of all, I see myself reflected. If I don't take a casual glance, but if I take a careful gaze, I'm going to see Adrian, and then I'm going to do something about it. Keep that in your mind, and then I want you to turn to another passage. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians this time, chapter 3 and verse 18. Now here again, God is speaking of the Bible as a mirror. This time it is not James, but it is Paul that is speaking, but both of them inspired by the same Holy Spirit. Paul says, but we all, with open face, that is, no veil over our face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, when he says here, as in a glass, he means as in a mirror. Now, let me tell you what God's purpose is for you in the Word of God. Number one, to show you what you are by nature. And then number two, to show you what you ought to be by grace. Amen. That's what the Bible is for. The Bible is to show you what you are, but also what you could be. Now, God's purpose in the Word of God is to make you like the Lord Jesus Christ. God is so pleased with His Son, the Lord Jesus, He wants an entire race of people just like Him. And so what God is up to by the gospel of grace is making people in the image of God, which image was marred when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. But the Bible says, those whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to His image. And so we are destined to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God doesn't just wait till the rapture to start making you like the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to make you like the Lord Jesus Christ today. He wants you to go from glory to glory. There's stages of glory. When you first get saved, that's glorious. But then when you learn the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that's more glorious. When you learn death to self, that is more glorious. And God wants to lead you from glory to glory. That's what He says here in this verse. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory. Now, you say, no, wait a minute. When I look in the Bible, if the Bible is a mirror, who do I see in that mirror? Do I see me or Jesus? Well, you're to see both. You're to see both. You see, when you got saved, you are a part of Jesus. And if you look in the Bible, not only will you see what you are by nature, but you'll also see what you are by grace. You look over there in the mirror, you say, that's not me, that's Jesus. And He says, that's right. That's right. You're crucified with Christ. You're risen with Christ. Christ is in you and you are in Christ. That's the reason why we're called Christians. A Christian is somebody like Jesus. And really, you ought to look in that mirror and you ought to see the image of Jesus reflected on the other side. Now, when you see yourself, that leads to confession and cleansing. But when you see Jesus Christ, that leads to consecration and it leads to sanctification. We become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. We go from one level of glory to another. You see, the Bible mirrors Jesus. If you read the Bible and you don't see Jesus, you better reread the Bible, because He is there. Acts chapter 10, verse 43, the Bible says, "To Him give all the prophets witness." That is, all the Old Testament prophets wrote about Jesus. Don't get the idea that the New Testament takes up and starts with Jesus and the Old Testament was about Moses or law or the history of the Hebrews. Oh, no. "To Him," to Jesus, "give all the prophets witness." Jesus said concerning the Old Testament, "Ye search the Scriptures. These are they which testify of Me." And Luke, the 24th chapter, the Bible says, on the road to Emmaus, when He walked with those two disciples after His resurrection, it says He showed them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Boy, you know, I believe that it's not the Lord's will we had to have a tape recording of that, or we'd have it, but I sure would like one. I mean, would you like to hear the Lord Jesus expound the Scriptures beginning at Moses and the prophets and showing us all the things in the Old Testament concerning Himself? Man, you talk about a Bible conference. I would love to have been on that road that day as the Lord Jesus revealed in all the Scriptures. It doesn't say He revealed in the Scriptures all the things concerning Himself. It says He revealed in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. That is, He's in all the Scriptures. Now, you see, this book is a mirror. And when you look into that mirror, you see Jesus Christ reflected. Well, now what happens is this. As you keep looking into this book, you become like what you look at. Look again at this verse. "But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed." Do you see the word changed? The word changed there is the same word that is translated in Matthew chapter 17 verse 2 as transfigured when Jesus was taken up on the Mount of Transfiguration. I don't know what mount it was. Some think it was Mount Hermon. But an exceedingly great high mountain, when He was up there, the Bible says He was transfigured. That's exactly the same word that's here in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. We are transfigured by reading the Bible. Now, what is a transfiguration? Well, the word transfigured, and this word is the word we get our word metamorphosis from. Do you know what a metamorphosis is? That's what happens when that ugly caterpillar goes into the cocoon and then comes out a glorious butterfly. It goes through a metamorphosis, or a change of form. Now, a metamorphosis is not an outward change. It is a change that begins on the inside. The inner nature of Jesus was glory and is glory. And so that inner nature of Jesus had been veiled by His flesh. But in this metamorphosis, in this transfiguration, that inner glory just came to the surface, and that's what they saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. Now, the same word is used here. It says, "We are changed from glory to glory." We also are transfigured. We also are to go through a metamorphosis. That is, as I look into the Word of God and begin to obey the Word of God, a change begins to take place in me. What is the inner nature of a Christian? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. He is in you. He is in you. He is your nature. He is your inner nature. Now, as you look into the Bible and you see Jesus in the Bible, then that inner nature of Jesus in you responds to what you see in the Bible. And you're changed from glory to glory. The more you look in the Word of God, the more you go through a metamorphosis. And the more that which is on the inside, the more you look into the Word of God, the more that which is on the inside comes to the surface. The same thing is taught in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, the word transform there is the same word, be metamorphized by the renewing of your mind. Well, how do you renew your mind? Looking into the Word, looking into the Word of God. And as you look into the Word of God, you begin to see the Lord Jesus, and there comes a sympathetic vibration. The Christ in the Word and the Christ in the heart begin to work together. and you get to be changed. The Bible says you're changed from glory to glory as you look into the Word of God and see the Lord Jesus Christ reflected there. You look into the Word of God and you see your sin and you see your unworthiness, as James says, and so you confess that. You don't forget what you are. You say, God, I'm sorry of that, and you get cleansed and forgiven. And then you go back to the Word of God, and now you see the Lord Jesus, and you look at Jesus, and you contemplate Jesus, and you love Jesus, and the Bible says you are changed into the same image as you look into the mirror of God's Word from glory to glory. That is, you don't stop growing. You just go from one stage of glory to another stage of glory. Now, my dear friend, there's a principle. Did you know that we become like what we worship? It's just a principle. If a man worships money, he's going to become materialistic. Many people worship money. If a man worships power and prestige, he's going to become hard and cold and callous. If he worships an idol, he's going to become spiritually dead as a stone. Let me give you one more verse and I'll be finished. Look in Psalm 115. Look with me in verse 4. The psalmist speaks of the idols of the heathen. And it says, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. Now watch verse 8. They that make them are like unto them. At first the man molds the idol, and then the idol molds the man. There's a biblical principle. You become like what you worship. Amen. You want to be a great Christian? God's given you a mirror. Each morning, look in there and see what you look like. If you got a dirty face, get clean. And then continue to read. Not only see yourself, but see your Savior. Be finding Jesus in the Word of God, praising Him, worshiping Him, looking at Him. And you're going to find out something's going to happen in you. That inner nature, who's Jesus, is going to come to the surface. And you're going to be more and more like your Lord.
And if you have questions regarding your faith in Jesus Christ, we would love to offer you an insightful resource. Go to our website and find the Discover Jesus page. There you'll see answers that you may need about your faith. We have a response section. You can share how this message or others have made a difference in your life. Simply go to lwf.org/radio and click the tab that says Discover Jesus. We can't wait to hear from you today. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, you can call us to order at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Request the title God's Word as a Mirror when you get in touch. This message is also part of the insightful series, The Bible, The Book of the Ages. For the complete collection, all 12 powerful messages, call that number 1-877-LOVE-GOD, or you can order online at lwf.org/radio, or write us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Well, as we conclude our study today, remember these insightful words from Adrian Rogers. Do you want to be a great Christian? God's given you a mirror. Each morning, look in there and see what you look like. If you've got a dirty face, get clean and then continue to read. Not only see yourself, but see your Savior. And we hope you'll join us next time for more timeless truth right here on Love Worth Finding. Someone encouraged us with a kind word on our Facebook page recently. I love the clarity of Scripture that Adrian Rogers shares in each message. His sense of humor and care are a huge blessing as well. I look forward to listening to Love Worth Finding every day. Does that sum it up for you? We are so honored to share the truth of the gospel at such a time as this. And that's why Love Worth Finding is proud to present a new documentary film, Nothing But the Truth, in partnership with the film's producers. When you donate to the ministry right now, we would love to send you a DVD copy of Nothing But the Truth. This documentary encourages believers to stand for truth and presents an invitation to viewers to come to know the truth, the person of Jesus Christ. Request the DVD when you call with a gift right now at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Or you can give online at lwf.org/radio. Thank you so much for your generous support of Love Worth Finding.